This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Arkansas is launching a new website and hotline that will allow citizens to share suggestions on how state government can work better. MyIdea.arkansas.gov was revealed yesterday. Citizens can submit comments, and the Department of Finance and Administration will direct those to the appropriate state agency, which will have 30 days to respond. Governor Asa Hutchinson made the announcement.
I would emphasize that this is not designed to be a complaint line. It is designed to be an idea line. And, you know, at first, you're likely to get all kinds of calls coming in, but I think as time goes on, particularly, you're going to really have some genuine good ideas that we'll be able to take off with.
Arkansans can also call 844-7-MY-IDEA to submit comments. Hutchinson said the web portal and hotline will be operated with existing resources. Crystal Bridges has announced the creation of the Wingate Educational Excellence through the Arts Endowed Fund. Established by a $15 million gift from the Wingate Charitable Foundation, this first-of-its-kind fund supports development of responsive arts-based initiatives to improve student outcomes. Last night's storms are causing some closures throughout the region. The Bella Vista Library is closed today due to some downed power lines. The lines run along the section of the Back 40 Loop Trail between the Lake and Dam and Highway 340. The city is asking people to avoid this section of the trail. In Springdale, tonight's Murphy in May event has been postponed due to damage to Murphy Park and the possibility of inclement weather. The Shiloh Museum grounds are also closed today, but the museum itself is open. Unrelated to the storms, the city of Fayetteville's transfer station will be closed tomorrow. Officials are closing the transfer station, which is located at 1560 South Happy Hollow Road, to repair the facility's floor. The transfer station will reopen at 7 o'clock Monday morning. The closure only affects the drop-off of materials at the transfer station. Normal recycling and trash collection routes will not be affected.